Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Always informative and interesting and thought-provoking. David Icke joins us in the third hour coming up in T-minus 60 minutes. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will join us for about 25 minutes coming up in the next segment. The latest on the vaccine damage unfolding across the country. But if you just joined us, I'm going to also be getting more into the latest developments, obviously, in the Middle East and North Africa, as the globalists take credit for what's happening. I'm not even sure if that's true. They may just be trying to maneuver their people into the power vacuum as the people rebel against those Western-installed and backed authoritarian oppressive states. But if you just joined us, I was getting into Paul Joseph Watson's article that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it deals with the TSA, with their open press releases and their announcements. And by the way, this is already going on. TSA invades roads and highways with Viper checkpoints. They've announced the internal checkpoint program to be expanded. Up until now, commercial trucks and other vehicles only were subject to warrantless searches and radiation scans at specially designated state-owned inspection stations traditionally set up at rest stops next to highways. These internal checkpoints run by Homeland Security. You notice now they're putting up highway barriers even in rural areas. These internal checkpoints run by Homeland Security, the Department of Transportation, and the TSA involve trucks being scanned with backscatter X-ray devices in the name of safety. And the poor fools out there running them are getting radiated, and they also have the truck drivers drive under them. These inspection stations are now being expanded to normal roads and highways, unleashing an army of TSA agents who will be given a free hand to litter America with internal checkpoints and a chilling throwback to Soviet-style levels of control over the population. But the Mexican trucks will be exempt. Inspectors from the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, are likely to be more involved in roadside inspections of commercial vehicles, according to TSA officials, reports the industry website BulkTransporter.com. Quote, Viper teams can be extremely effective, yes, serving as a visible presence that is a random and unpredictable, says William Arrington with the TSA. Viper teams are an essential part of protecting highway transportation vehicles and other critical infrastructure. See, that's how they hire your preachers to spy on you, your doctors, your lawyers, your neighbors. It's all under infrastructure protection while the globalists deindustrialize the infrastructure. The report also notes that Viper team members may or not be in uniform. Oh, now if we need a whole other headline, TSA to have secret police plain clothes agents. I mean, this is the spy network. The report also notes that Viper team members may or may not be in uniform, stoking fears about the use of secret police manning checkpoints, which will be more befitting of a Soviet Union or former East Germany. As we've documented, airport security-style checkpoints and inspection procedures are already in place at bus terminals, train stations, and are rapidly expanding to the streets of America. And now they have the See Something, Say Something program where they are running around. I mean, this is so hard for me to deal with. This is so hard for me to even be able to comprehend that it's happening, even though I've done the research on this information, even though I constantly have studied how other oppressive systems are brought in. And the article goes on, this is such an important story. We have got to get this out to our legislatures especially. I mean, this is a federal, illegal, globalist seizure of the entire infrastructure and a violation of the 10th Amendment and the 4th Amendment of citizens being put through this, and now they're going to be plain clothes. I want to beg you to get my film on DVD, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become a reality. I want to ask you to get it at Infowars.com, to get the DVD, to give it to your sheriff, your police chief, your county commissioners, your legislatures, your members of the House and Senate. People need to see this two-hour film that breaks down the full spectrum of what the globalists are doing. This film is so important. You watch this, you'll understand the full spectrum takeover. It's available at Infowars.com. You can also watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv and download and burn copies to give to others at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into the latest developments dealing with the economy, what's happening in North Africa and the Middle East. The king of Jordan has had the government step down and put a new puppet government into place because of the demonstrations and protesting that's happening there. We'll get into another federal court ruling against Obamacare using Obama's own statements about how you can't make people buy houses so they won't be homeless, and you can't make people buy health insurance who can't afford it. So that is all coming up. And I want to open the phones up in the last half hour of this hour. The toll-free number to join us on any of the subjects we've been discussing here is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. For the next 20 minutes, we've got a big announcement that just is launching today, I'm told, and that is a group of doctors and health practitioners, MDs, PhDs, NDs, coming together with a public document, just like the scientists and toxicologists have done that with the sodium fluoride, exposing how dangerous it is. And one of the leaders in this movement is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the health rangers involved as well, Mike Adams. She, of course, is a respected medical doctor and is one of the country's most knowledgeable and outspoken physicians regarding the use of vaccines on health. As a member of the prestigious National Speakers Association, Dr. Tenpenny is an outspoken advocate of free choice in health care, including the right to refuse vaccination. She's a graduate of University of Toledo, Ohio. She received her medical training at Kirksville College. in osteopathic medicine in Kirksville, Missouri. Dr. Tenpenny is board certified in emergency medicine, and of course is also an author. DrTenpenny.com is the site. But I wanted to go over this big move, forming this organization of doctors who are the ones that actually have the facts on what Big Pharma is doing. But first, there's a lot of reports, vaccines being recalled for pig viruses that can cause HIV-type illnesses in the pigs, closely associated to human autoimmune disorders and cancers. We're seeing reports of tenfold increases in seizures in England, so the government took one of the flu vaccines off the market. I mean, we saw record low numbers of people in 2009 and now last year taking the flu shot. We even saw the British Medical Journal come out and admit that that was basically all a hoax. Wolfgang Wudarg, the head of the EU Commission at the time, was on this show saying that the whole H1N1 situation was a fraud, vindicating and confirming Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Blaylock, and countless other doctors and scientists that have been talking about this. So I wanted to go over the fact that they are trying to push worldwide for forced inoculation. And they're intimidating people in their places of work and other things. And but the battle is joined. People are really starting to wake up to this. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us with this big new announcement. Doc, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me, Alex. Good afternoon.
Good to have you here. Let's get into some of the latest developments dealing with vaccines and the hundreds they're trying to get approved and some of the adverse reactions. Then let's get into this big new announcement with the vaccinecouncil.org, a special report.
The backdrop of what you said about how many vaccines are coming down the pike, there was a Business Wire news announcement that came out about 2 weeks ago out of Pennsylvania that said that there were 330 vaccines currently in development. There were 95 of them currently standing by waiting for approval. Now, we know from the politics and from the government rules in this country that most of those vaccines are going to end up in the pediatric vaccination schedule in order for the companies to have liability protection to keep from getting sued. So we've got not only do we already have 40 doses of 16 different vaccines for kids get by the time that they're in kindergarten, we've got dozens more coming down the line, probably mostly being targeted at adolescents, because that is the big push inside the vaccine industry, is to get the teens vaccinated.
And, of course, for those that don't know, once they can have a governor or somebody mandate it, the media then runs the hoax and says you must take it. But once it's mandated by government, then it gets liability protection like the Gardasil. If it kills you, well, that's too bad because they've got liability protection.
That's correct. That's correct.
Incredible. And I just, following the news, I see reports of deaths and convulsions and all sorts of autoimmune responses are just pouring out everywhere. And even the Australian government is being honest about it and saying, yeah, these vaccines are killing people.
Yes, and as far as we know right now, that as of about the 1st of January 2011, that there are at least 87 confirmed deaths from the Gardasil vaccine. And so we have confirmed deaths. We are taking teenagers who were perfectly healthy. They were scholars and athletes and musicians. And we give them this Gardasil vaccine, and then shortly after that, they either have seizure disorders, autoimmune disorders, or they die. Mm. And yet the government now, not only do they not call that off the market, now what they're doing is doubling their market share by recommending the Gardasil vaccine for little boys. So what we've done with this document, Alex, is this the International Medical Council on Vaccination, which is vaccinationcouncil.org, put together a group. Well, I started this document with Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. We started it about a year ago, and we wanted to make just some cliff notes, some very salient points that parents and activists could use to make the point that vaccines are not safe, they're not effective, they don't protect you, and yes, they're harmful. And then from there, what we said was, I wonder how many other doctors would agree with us. And when we released this document, there are 70 physicians, MDs, DOs, a few chiropractors, some RNs, some PhDs, but 70 people, people that you've never heard of, people that are not mainstream like you and I are, or Dr. Blaylock, and have said, come forward to say, yes, we agree in principle with this document that we want to stop vaccination, and we think it's a 200-year mistake. So one of our goals with releasing this, and with the help of Mike Adams through Natural News and through your show and some other radio programs today, is that we're wanting to collect a million signatures of people that, in principle, can get behind this. If you're an MD, a DO, a healthcare worker that practices in a conventional situation, even like a respiratory therapist or an X-ray tech, a nurse, a pharmacist, the third category is if you're a healthcare worker that doesn't practice in a conventional setting, or if you are just a concerned citizen, a non-healthcare worker, that you believe in principles with these documents that vaccines can cause problems. We're asking you to get on board so we can have those signatures and go to the state legislators and ensure and get legislation passed to ensure your right to say no.
So bottom line, a year of deep research, doctors and prestigious scientists all over the world shining onto this, tacking, you know, this letter, you know, to the door of the corrupt big pharma trying to take over medicine, the unbelievable carnage caused by them. And this is a huge offensive in defense of medical choice and against this medical tyranny. Very, very exciting. And I'm glad you're announcing this and launching it here today. VaccineCouncil.org. And this is something you need to get into your health departments, into your public schools, into decision makers so they understand that a large body of prestigious medical doctors and others are on record and really chronicling with the scientific data the scourge that has become Big Pharma's revolution of pushing vaccines on us. We got to do this now with Bill Gates, you know, launching genetically engineered mosquitoes that forcibly inoculate us when the mosquito sucks our blood. The government's trying to engineer it into food. Go ahead.
The other really cool thing about this document, Alex, and I know through the internet that that this will go everywhere, because this document is not only being released in English, it's being released in Greek, Spanish, Hebrew, French, Turkish, Dutch, Russian, and Icelandic even.
And Turkish.
We're waiting for documents to come back from Norway, Chinese, and Japan. And so we've got physicians and practitioners all over the world that are signing on to this and saying we support the fact that vaccination is causing more harm than good and it must be stopped.
Now let's codify the information folks will find at VaccineCouncil.org and what you're hoping people will do with this information.
What I really want people to do is to go out and read the document. And quite frankly, Alex, there's most of the things that are in there, unless you're completely new to the vaccine industry and are just now sticking your toe in the water to find out what all of this nonsense is about. Most of this information are things that you can find readily elsewhere. We just pulled it all together and put it in one concise document. And I believe that what the government is doing, what they did with SARS, with bird flu, with swine flu, what they've actually done to Dr. Wakefield, in their sense of punitive symbolism of what they are doing, what they have done to him, they are taking the American public and the Canadians and all these other people who maybe never even thought to question vaccines and are pulling their head up out of the sand and going, wow, maybe I ought to look into this. And the vast majority of people who do serious research and looking into the problems associated with vaccines say, wow, I'm not doing that anymore. I stop. So the harder they push, the more that they're finding that the grassroots revolution is starting against this whole set of ways that we're making our children the sickest children in the world.
Well, we could talk for hours about this. We'll definitely have you back in the next month after this operation is launched. But going through these, it's a list of MDs, PhDs, NDs, and other medical professionals who are signing on to the document, why vaccines have never been proven safe or effective, a list of some of the serious health side effects caused by vaccines. Of course, I know that's actually what they're meant to do. Why autism is associated with vaccines, the profit motivation behind the pharmacological industry's big vaccine push, a list of which institutions and organizations profit from your sickness, the shocking truth about what's in vaccines, aborted fetal tissue, 59 different chemicals, DNA from diseased animals, and more, an overview of some of the most dangerous vaccine ingredients, the truth about conflicts of interest, that's the big one, in the vaccine community, I would add the media, and why doctors profit from vaccination policies, why vaccinated children are far worse health outcomes than unvaccinated children, how to opt out of mandatory vaccines, important advice for parents about how to protect the health of your children while saying no to vaccines, online resources for learning about the dangers of vaccines, a list of recommended reading material for further education. I mean, this is a masterstroke of codified information. When we come back in this next segment, Dr. Tenpenny, I want to just briefly have you go over some of the most important subsections that I just listed here. Listeners, you know the truth. You've done the research. This is all codified, put together, very easy to understand, very well documented. Get it. Get it out to everyone. This is a very important initiative. We'll be right back.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Okay, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is our guest.
That long tongue liar.
And if you look at all the statistics, the numbers, the globalist hoax of vaccines is caving in. But they're rushing forward, trying to force us back under their control. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, of those points I ran over with this big launch today, that you have put out, the vaccinationcouncil.org, very exciting information. Of those points that that this sheet documents and links to larger reports on that everybody should read, what is most important?
I think what the most important thing is, Alex, is the fact that, number one, you cannot unvaccinate. So you may, illnesses come and go, like the flu, pertussis, whatever, illnesses come and go. But if you vaccinate and you have a reaction, you cannot unvaccinate. And health doesn't come through a needle. We know that. Illnesses come and go. Health does not come through a needle. And you can vaccinate and you can still get the disease. And each shot is really like Russian roulette. You never know when you're going to get the bullet to your head. And if pro-vaccine folks claim that reactions are one in a million, they're referring to the most serious reactions. They never mention the millions of reactions that cause problems, but that do not result into death. So I believe that there's thousands that have never vaccinated, but I think it's a rare parent who wishes that they would. And I think that all the information in here is so concise and that there are so many links. And if people want to go directly to the document, if they go to drtenpenny.com on the home page, there's a link to the document. There's a link to where you can sign up for your support of the document. And I think that we can get a lot of traction out of this, Alex, to get a huge number of healthcare workers to come out of the closet and stand up to say, I don't want to be vaccinated in order to get a job. I want a lot of parents to come forth and say, I don't want my kids vaccinated in order to go to a very expensive college education. We've got to be able to ensure that people have the right to say no.
Well, I totally agree. And of course, our IQs are dropping. When you talk about us having one of the most unhealthy populations in the world, no one can deny it. You've got Bayer Pharmaceutical caught for 10 years shipping out Factor VIII, knowing it had HIV and hepatitis. I mean, it's time for these groups to be held accountable and to stop getting away with it.
Absolutely. And accountability is the thing. I mean, they are so protected by the government, everybody from the top down. The pharmaceutical industries are protected, the doctors, the nurses at the public health department, everybody is protected. What other industry out there is like that? None.
Well, remember the two reports out of Canada, prestigious groups found that there was a doubling of your chances of getting the regular flu, a lowering of the overall immune system if you had the H1N1 shot. And I know
that's a
dovetail into why vaccinated children have far worse health outcomes than unvaccinated children. And then you link to all the numbers and facts. Encapsulate that key point for folks.
It's really important to understand that the vaccines, they do really lower your immune system and make you more susceptible. Like you just said, the reports came out that if you got the H1N1 vaccine, it increased your risk of having the flu. And if flu shots were so good for us, and if all these other vaccines were so good for us, why is it that the government has to pass laws in order to require us to have them? I mean, if it was so good for us and it made us so healthy, there wouldn't even be this controversy. But the government is not willing to put money on the line to do a vaccinated children versus unvaccinated children study to look at the health groups of that. And there's actually an organization in Europe that is actually doing an online poll of unvaccinated children. They've got 3,800 case reports so far in their database, and they're crunching the numbers and asking very simple questions like, if your child is unvaccinated by the age of 5, how many doses of antibiotics have they been on? How many times have they been to the hospital? Are they on any chronic long-term medications? Things that are very quantifiable that we can demonstrate that the health of unvaccinated children is much superior to the health of those children who are fully vaccinated.
Well, it's also important. This is mirrored at Natural News at drtenpenny.com. I'm going to mirror the report at infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. I'm going to have my webmaster's post the detailed report right there and also link back to you guys. It's important for everybody to not just have this information and then keep it for ourselves, you know, print it out, give it to people at gas stations, bring it to your pastor. If we, the people, get the word out, nothing can stop us. And Dr. Tenpenny, I know you do this tirelessly, with no pay for creating this free report. You spent a year making. You're a very successful doctor in your own right, and we just salute you for what you've done.
Thank you so much, Alex. I so appreciate it. So appreciate your support.
No, we appreciate you. I look forward to getting you back for a full hour in the near future to go over the entire report in detail. But this has been a true public service announcement for everybody out there listening. Dr. Tenpenny, let me say bye to you during the break. We'll be right back with your phone calls and a ton of news as we look towards the Middle East and North Africa and the rebellions spreading.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I was standing in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Tuesday, the first day of February, 2011, already into the second month of 2011, and we're going in through and beyond. We're going to be mirroring that important report for posterity, so you can get it out to everybody at InfoWars.com from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I cannot stress enough that this is a devastating report documenting Big Pharma buying off media and government, knowing it's hurting people, getting liability protection so they can hurt people, and their move to try to force vaccination, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. All the proof is there, and it's up to you, and you've done a great job to carry the ball to get this information out to everyone and to expose the globalists and their medical eugenical tyranny that they're carrying out. Okay, obviously Jordan's monarchy has replaced government in reaction to protests. Kurt Nemos got the report on that. Also, the AP reporting Jordan's king fires cabinet amid protest. It's an appointed government by the monarchy, and their monarchy runs things, and their people are angry. And the West knows that there's major rebellions doing, so they're trying in Egypt and other places to maneuver their people into place. We're seeing cryptic statements by George Soros, by the usual suspects like Kissinger, bragging about how this is a play and that this is only the first scene and the first act. The whole world is a stage. Each of us players upon it, as William Shakespeare wrote. CFR's Gelb says Egyptian protesters cannot be trusted, that the Muslim Brotherhood's involved. Well, it turns out they're being funded by our own governments. Continuing here, Mubarak may flee to Israel, not Saudi Arabia. The press is reporting corporate U.S. media's woeful, sanitized Egypt coverage amounts to censorship. Another report by Steve Watson. Massive crowds across Egypt demand Mubarak ouster. Still up in the air. What's going to happen with him? He's been reshuffling his cabinet as if that's a change. Iran says Egypt events herald Islamic Middle East. They like what's happening. Continuing, Muslim Brotherhood says prepare Egyptians for war with Israel, and they're admittedly run by Western and British intelligence. Again, they want this to be unstable. They want to bring in a crisis in the Middle East. Great story from Eric Blair at Infowars.com. The Pharaoh will fall, oil will climb, and Wall Street will win. And he breaks down why they stand to gain from that. And then we have all these disgusting articles, like out of the London Independent. Mohammed El-Baradei, the man who would be president, exclusive interview. Robert Fisk meets Mohammed El-Baradei, Egypt's savior in waiting. This is the open globalist New World Order person, and they're just openly admitting that they're running him and trying to put him in, and that the West triggered these protests. It isn't saying there aren't legitimate reasons to protest. The point is that globalists have created this dictator, propped him up for 30 years. Now they're trying to give him a new, fresh face. Just incredible that that's going on. But right now, let's go to your phone calls then. We've got David Icke coming up in about 25 minutes. And we also have got a bunch of other important news we're going to be breaking down on the economic front. Right now, Anna Marie in New York, you're on the air.
Alex?
Hey, welcome.
Hey, Alex, how are you? Pleasure to finally talk to you.
Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I got two comments I wanted to make. First of all, I wanted to let you know that I am a Christian. I've been watching and listening to you for several years now. I am a hardcore InfoWarrior gal, and I finally have woken up to the tyranny, and I thank you for that. My other comment is that I turned my calendar this morning to the new month of February 1st, 2011, and on my calendar it says National Freedom Day, and I kind of thought that was a little bit of a joke, because we have no freedoms left. We have nothing but tyranny left in this country, and I'm just wondering what's it going to say on next year's calendar. Is it going to be National Communist Day, and then maybe the following year, National Dictator Day?
What they do is they never call tyranny tyranny. They call it new freedom. That's what they called 6 years ago the government's move to try to medicate half of American school children. That's in the New Freedom Initiative. It's a new freedom to be a mind-numbed zombie, but we still have a lot of freedoms left because they live in us, and we're exercising them, but there's no doubt the system, the ruling political class, is trying to overturn every bedrock canon of a free society.
That's absolutely true, and I feel the same way. And I'm just so shocked every day that what goes on, that sometimes I feel completely helpless, that, you know, what can I do? I mean, I've spread the word, I've done so much, but yet I feel at some level that it's not working, that we're kind of falling. But that's a lie. That's a lie from Satan himself. And
Anna, you got to look at the growth curve. They've been setting this tyranny up for a long time, taking over society, becoming wealthy from it. And now we're turning it around, but it takes time. But the resistance is mounting. The system is panicking at many levels, even some of their internal documents that aren't secret but aren't widely published. You know, Brzezinski and others admit that the system is basically riding a tiger. But good to hear from you. Great points, Anna Marie. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Ohio. David, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good.
I'm really amazed at your boldness and your courage and everything you do. I just wanted to make a few statements on the inoculation. It goes back to the swine flu, the Hong Kong flu in 1977, and then as me and you probably had that, I think it was 17-in-1 shot that left a little bump on our arm.
Yeah, you're talking about the smallpox, but I think that was just one thing. But they are creating all these new vaccines with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different things in it, just overwhelming the immune system. And they admit in every major study that vaccines lower your overall immune system, just like antibiotics do. And then they're filled with dead fetal tissue, cancer viruses. I mean, it's incredible what they're pumping into us, and that's why they go to the government and get liability protection. I mean, would you buy a car that had liability protection? Imagine if there was a car company that was allowed to make cars that could have exploding gas tanks and brakes that don't work. I mean, it's crazy.
Exactly. Back in the our day, when we had those shots that bumped up on our arms, everyone now had those, which they quit giving that shot, has back problems. Has degeneration back a disease?
Well, there actually are quite a few studies that show that it causes autoimmune responses in the joints. And that's one of the contributing factors, along with sodium fluoride, for the epidemic of early onset or new types of arthritis. Appreciate the call, David. Let's talk to Jonathan in Kansas. Jonathan, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. Did you know that the Spokane MLK parade, that bomb that was planted, had an anti-blood clotting agent in it?
No, I didn't know that. I remember hearing about a supposed bomb, and usually those are government provocateurs or government doing it, but they had a bunch of bomb scares a few weeks ago. But I can pull up an article, and it had an anti-blood clotting agent in it?
Well, you can actually pull up the video. It's on YouTube. It was like a local news thing. It's called, look up on YouTube, called Bomb Planted at Spokane MLK Parade Had Anti-blood clotting chemical agent. And basically, what came to my mind was when you had Frederick Whitehurst, he talked about how they had anti-blood clotting agents. It's, you know, that's something they have at crime labs. And it may be some, like, the police provocateur to something like that.
What is that chemical supposedly explosive? I mean, I don't know the chemistry of it, and I haven't seen that report, but we'll check it out. When I was talking about the factor VIII anti-blood clotting agent, that's where they take giant amounts of blood and centrifuge it and then take the platelets out and then repackage it and then inject the platelets into hemophiliacs and others that have similar blood disorders. And they knowingly knew that every ampule of it for more than a decade had HIV and different types of hepatitis in it, and that it was a death sentence for those that took it. So that's the type of anti-blood clotting agent that I was talking about, is a biological one, not a chemical one. But expanding on that, Whitehurst was talking mainly about blood preservatives that they put in blood samples. We're talking about O.J. Simpson, whether you love him or hate him. The police did take blood samples from him and then go plant it, because it was confirmed that that very preservative was in the blood that the LAPD used, that they had taken blood samples from him. Of course, Whitehurst talked about crime labs all over the country and the FBI crime lab just framing people en masse. I appreciate your call. That's what's so dangerous about DNA testing. They can just say that they got a positive or a negative. It's such a culture of lying. I have another news report here that Paul Watson put together, and it links to the actual videos of the testimonies. Ski mask wearing thug assists police at checkpoint in Houston County. And it shows a checkpoint on a highway, and I appreciate your call, Jonathan. It shows a checkpoint on a highway where the police just pull your cars into a church parking lot. And I've seen checkpoints like this myself. I've been directed into them in Texas. And there's lawsuits, and the courts say they can't do it, but the feds come in and give them grants, and the cops still do it. And it's this cop running around with other police, says state police, with no badge, with a mask on. In fact, I can show folks a shot of that if we're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And then you scroll down, they have the testimony of folks. And in one case, they bumped the back of a guy's car as he was pulling in. So then they flipped out and charged him with trying to flee police, even though he stopped. And then they tried to say that he had drugs in his car. And only after one good officer wouldn't go along with it did they not frame him. I mean, let's go back to just a couple years ago. The Dallas Police Department, this was on the news, framed thousands. They would pull over a nice car randomly, throw a bag of chalk in the back or real cocaine, and then take your car. Then they would get a warrant for your house, throw a bag of chalk at your house and take it, and then cops would get a percentage of it. See, under state law in all 50 states, the feds got a federal law passed and then got states to adopt it. Police don't get basically any of the money if they seize it at the state level. But then the feds pass another law that if they give the money to the feds or the cars or homes of the feds, then they can give up to 80% back to the local police. So that also incentivizes federalizing police. And when you realize that the Dallas Crime Lab, the Tulia, Texas Crime Lab, the San Antonio Crime Lab, just where I live, the San Francisco Crime Lab last year, that's why we had Frederick Weiders back on, every major crime lab, they just frame people en masse. I mean, it is normal. And how many squad car videos have you seen where the cops catch themselves where they'll pull out drugs and then plant it on somebody? Now, is that saying all cops are doing this? No. But just in my experience in high school, and I was somebody that liked to drink beer when I could get it. I did not like marijuana. I've tried marijuana off and on. Every time I try it, I don't like it. My thing is coffee, cigarettes, and alcohol, and I've, off and on quit all of those. It's a real battle. But the issue is I was a clean guy, and I saw the police coming to parties, delivering drugs, and then I would be pulled over an hour later, and they'd dig around in the bottom of the truck. When I'd be riding around with friends, they'd find a six-pack of beer and start putting us in handcuffs, and I shot my mouth off to them and said, you guys are dealing drugs. How dare you, take us to jail? And as a juvenile, I was taken a couple times for beer. I know you. You're a drug dealer. And they would just turn red and just go, you're lucky somebody didn't hang you in your cell. Then my dad's lawyer called him and said they are threatening that he'll be found hung in a cell if you don't leave Rockwall, Texas. And we moved because of that. And thank God I love Austin compared to Dallas. I have experienced this. I experienced during that whole time of this happening being called down to the office by the school cop, closing the door in the principal's office, nobody in the room, him slamming me down on the table, put me in handcuffs, slamming me down, and telling me that I was going to go to prison, that I was going to be raped and get AIDS, and that I better shut my mouth about cop drug dealing. And then John McWhorter, right around that time, the sheriff got caught, in drug dealing, and other police got caught. And my dad had a little Cessna out at the airport at the time, and he knew the old World War II vet that ran it. And that old vet, who my dad took flying lessons from, learned how to fly from. Well, actually, my dad learned how to fly first when he lived out in East Texas from a World War II vet when he was like 14. But then he went back because after he hadn't been flying for a decade or whatever, you got to go back and get it. The point is, where my dad learned to fly again, and he learned to fly helicopters. I don't know why I'm telling that story, but the point is, out there at the airport, the word was, you don't talk about it, but the cops are flying stuff in here. Now that's separate from them being actually busted. So it's on record that I'd be at a party drinking beer and be up on the balcony, and there'd be a cop in his uniform, in his private truck, and the cheerleader would go down and get in the car and buy ecstasy, marijuana, cocaine, you name it from them, and they come back in the party and go crazy. People are like, you want some of this? I'm like, no way, no way. Dude, don't get me near that stuff. Because I got one time, actually twice, they said, come on, do some cocaine. And I do it and feel like a car wreck. You ever had a bad car wreck or seen a car wreck? There's people chopped up and hurt, and you're like totally awake but freaked out and feel dirty. You know, that's what cocaine felt like to me. But for some people, they obviously like it. But I don't know why I'm getting off on this whole story. The issue here is we must decriminalize drugs now. Imagine you're riding down the road. There's a sign. There's a checkpoint. The cops are directing cars randomly into a parking lot. And then they just start tearing your car apart and they're wearing black masks. And then they plant drugs on you. And I experienced this. They never planted drugs on me. They told me they were going to plant drugs on me. Or that they were going to plant, quote, stolen stereo equipment. And I said to the cop, I said, you know I don't do drugs. You guys know full well who I am. I said, you know I don't steal things. And they said, I don't care. You're going to be raped and get AIDS. You little, you know, bleeper. And he had me over the desk, slamming my head into the desk. And leaning on me and telling me this stuff. This is what runs America. Why do you think they make the drugs illegal? So they get huge profits. Why did the mafia lobby and use a lot of foolish squares to help get it pushed through in the churches to make alcohol illegal? Because when they made something illegal that half the population was into, a beer wasn't a nickel anymore in 1925. A beer was a dollar. Look up the numbers. You know, you could buy a bottle of gin for maybe 50 cents. Now a bottle of gin might be $5. Do the math. They want it illegal so they can control it and make money off of it. And they don't want people talking about this. But in my experience growing up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, this is what I experienced. And I wasn't even in the drug culture. I just saw this at parties and things. The cops are so arrogant, they deliver drugs in police uniforms. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
by the way, we've been so busy covering world events and had so many great guests on, and David Icke coming on at 8 after. We'll take calls this segment and the next and continue with David, that I haven't even gotten into how successful the answer to 1984 is 1776 video contest. That's the contest for $10,000. You got, what, 3 more weeks to get your video entries in, to shoot video of your activism or whatever is most creative idea of exposing the DHS, TSA occupation of America. Separately, I launched the V for Victory campaign and said, look, you're welcome to incorporate that into your contest if you want. I don't know that'll be who the winner is. You can read the contest rules at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The V campaign is just to get locals talking about tyranny and trying to get liberty back. And we're getting just, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 videos a day that are incredible coming in. People are making hundreds and hundreds and hundreds a week. I can't even keep track of them all. We post new ones every day at Infowars.com with different art using the V for Victory against tyranny. The biggest issue here is doing banner hangs or doing it in public places where it's legal and lawful so that the media covers it to get that going. That's the one part of the equation I haven't seen be successful yet. But as for it being posted on street corners all over the country and all over the internet and having a huge effect, I salute all of you. People are talking about V and resistance against tyranny, and it is extremely, extremely exciting. We haven't taken the special down yet, and going up is the Ben Livingston interview with expanded, never-before-seen footage dealing with weather modification and weather wars, weather manipulation and chemtrails. That video is going up tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.tv. Dr. Nick Begich interview up in Alaska they shot this weekend is going to be going up in the next few weeks for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Another expanded in-depth interview with G. Edward Griffin. Skull and Bones, Inside Skull and Bones, New Revelations, Inside the Annals via Charlotte Iserby. That's going up in the next few weeks. PrisonPlanet.tv, and it is $5.95 a month. We've still got the special running because they haven't taken it down yet. Right now, you can still get 5-plus months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. So be sure and check that out today at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got the new V for Victory t-shirts, the Draft Ron Paul 2012 t-shirts that are limited edition, limited time, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Let's take some calls in this segment and the next. Brian in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Brian Hill from USWGO.com Alternative News. I'm a truther.
All right. Listen, I appreciate your call, Brian, but I really don't like folks giving their names out on air until I know who they really are, and just your tone sounded like it was going in the wrong direction, so thank you. Scott in Texas. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Listen, I've listened to you talk with Webster Tarpley and Gerald Celente, and yesterday with Max Kaiser about basically the destiny of the dollar. It seems to me that Webster Tarpley has a little more faith in the longevity because of something to do with the way treasuries are traded nation to nation. I don't know that I heard everything Max had to say. Could you kind of elaborate? He seems to think that we're going to collapse quicker than Webster. What's your take on all that?
You know, I try to have a wide spectrum of experts who I respect on who've been accurate in the past. There's some difference of opinion, but the road we're going down is a mathematical certainty of insolvency and the end of the dollar, and the globalists have announced they want this new global cashless currency that all of our currencies will be basically valued in. And so they're bypassing right to the global digital currency. You'll still have your regional currency. It'll just be pegged to that. Does that answer your question?
That's a help.
But if you got more to say, stay there. If not, we'll be right back with more calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.